Welcome to the Tuesday, May 22nd, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. The one theme that we keep seeing over and over is that it pays off to watch your logs carefully. Today, a reader who did that, who watched his logs, notified us about an odd increase in DNS any queries. This isn't anything particularly new that has been observed before, but usually it flies under the radar. What the user observed was his DNS server being used to amplify a denial of service attack against a few systems in China. DNS as a protocol is particularly suitable for these amplified reflective denial of service attacks. A DNS query is usually a lot smaller than the associated response because DNS uses UDP as a transport protocol. Spoofing is also pretty simple. What the attacker is doing now is that the attacker will spoof the victim's IP address and send a query to an innocent reflective DNS server. That query is in this case, for example, about 30 bytes in size. This DNS server will then send the response, as it's asked to do, to the victim. Now, the response in this case is about 300 to 400 bytes, so the attacker is gaining about a factor of 10 in effectiveness for the attack. These attacks can easily reach gigabits in size and are pretty hard to defend against. Early versions of these attacks used set queries. For example, the name servers for the root zone or the .com zone. And here you had a chance to defend yourself as a reflector, or you had a chance not to become a reflector by configuring your name server correctly. You're not authoritative for the .com zone, so there's really no need for you to actually resolve that query, and you can easily block your DNS server from doing so. These new any queries, however, only ask for the any record for domains that your name server is actually authoritative for. So insofar, these are normal queries that a well-configured name server should respond to. The attacker obviously did quite a bit of work here to enumerate these zones and figure out what name server is responsible for what zone. That can, of course, be looked up, but you have to do it and you have to get those lists together. Now, based on the logs we have seen so far, these attacks come in little sprints. It's about 500 queries per minute, lasts pretty much exactly a minute, then it stops, and then the next little group of attacks comes. If you're seeing these in your logs, the source address is the victim in this case. You may still want to block all inbound DNS traffic from that source IP. They don't seem to change a lot. They're only like about a dozen of IP addresses that I observed hitting my name server. So it is somewhat feasible to filter them, and you will help out those name servers because, or those victims, because now they don't see your reflective traffic. Filtering all any queries is a little bit more problematic because there are some purposes for these queries. However, you may want to consider rate limiting them. There isn't really an easy way to rate limit them in Bind, as far as I know, and I don't think in Microsoft DNS either. One of our readers, as a comment to this story, posted a little recipe for IP tables that allows you to rate limit these queries. An IPS probably can do it too. And if you rate limit them per IP address, probably one per minute is all you need. But you can take a look at that and see how many normal any queries you're seeing hitting your servers. Now, what we are really interested in is if you are seeing these any queries leaving your network, because that may indicate that a host within your network is actually infected with some kind of malware that is spitting out these any queries. We haven't gotten a hold of any malware like that yet, so it would be nice to see how it exactly works and where, for example, it pulls this list of domains from. But well, we got a couple other small items today as well. Nmap 6 was released today. It promises full IPv6 support, including OS fingerprinting for IPv6, which I think is pretty cool. I have to play with that later. And then also some multicast discovery methods to actually enumerate hosts on a network. Also, a new tool is now being added with Nmap, Nping. Description sounds very much like Hping. So it's a tool that allows you to craft individual packets and then analyze the response that's coming back. And Blizzard Entertainment may have suffered a breach affecting players of its new Diablo 3 game. This game has been very popular as it was released recently. The details are still a bit murky about what's exactly happening, but users are reporting that their accounts are getting raided, so someone is breaking into their accounts, and they're also seeing mystery friends appear in their accounts that they didn't add or approve. Blizzard Entertainment, of course, does offer optional two-factor authentication for account holders. And a new version of Bind, version 9.9.9, was released. No big security issues here. The only security fix that's pointed out in the release notes is that the Windows binaries are now linked with the latest version of OpenSSL. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.